Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3. 5 international awards that book has won. TheThirdIngredient.com. Tina Kim's our guest, our new friend. Not for long, though, folks. We're going to get her back. Founder of the digital marketing agency, The Gray Pencil. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find her online. She's a tech expert, a digital expert. She's a generational expert. She's a gig economy expert. And we just can't do without her, Kim. Tina, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for all the great work that you do and the information you're bringing us. We've been talking about the gig economy, and I just have to remind people that you know, the gig economy is a way of making a living. Tina, when I got downsized twice in the 80s, and the second time, when I started thinking about my resume, I put it back in the drawer and I said, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. I went out and started knocking on doors, and they said, what are you doing? I said, what do you need to have done? I literally did that. And as when I started my consulting company, some of my first jobs were designing business cards, for God's sake. And so I did whatever I had to do. So I was a gigger in 1989 till I rolled that into a real business with real regular paying, you know, clients who, you know, who helped me thrive. And so I started that a long time ago.
How long did that take you?
Say again?
How long did that take you to get to like a livable income?
It took me to where I felt like I was onto something, and I felt like I had some kind of critical mass. It probably took me about 2 years, 3 years. About 2 years. And now remember, at that time I had two teenagers and two mortgages, so I couldn't fool around.
Oh wow.
And so but seriously, no, it took me about 2 years, and what happened was I was able to turn that into a focus. You know what I mean? I was able to wallow out my little niche in the marketplace. That's how I did. And I think I'd like to think, when I think of giggers, the people in the gig economy, I'd like to think maybe that's what they're doing. If they're not, if it's temporary till they get a job, fine. But if they're thinking about remaining as a gigger, they gotta wallow out a focus, don't they? And find some kind of a way to build a brand, don't they?
Absolutely. And I actually find that it's helpful to come in with some type of very specific focus, as opposed to looking for it when you're already in the gig economy. So that way you can skip a few steps and actually present something of value, something that you have a history of success in. So that way you can come in with something tangible.
Right. So now let's talk about the women, because in the previous segment, we promised to do this. So women in the gig economy, you're saying, are really excelling. Why is that? I mean, I'm not surprised, but tell us why.
So this is something that's really exciting within the gig economy and freelancing in general. So like I had mentioned, there are certain fields where women are outperforming men, and that's really marketing, media, information technology, and support. There's plenty of sectors where the men are outperforming the women, but this is important.
What is that? In the more physical, progress. More physical gigs, bricklaying, and transmission repair. Which one are those?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Construction, management consulting, legal, health and wellness, entertainment. So there's plenty of fields within the gig economy where men are outperforming women. Pardon.
Yeah. But, and is that because women aren't inclined toward those things, or is that because society is pushing them that way?
You know, that's difficult to say which leads to what, but I think what's more important to what's worth focusing on is where women are excelling and why that's exactly happening. Because typically women already are in those fields in a full-time level.
Right.
So if they're transitioning to either the gig economy or freelancing, that I think that attributes to them already coming in at a relatively high pay scale.
Do you think it's also something to do with natural law? And what I mean by that is a lot of women who become giggers had a full-time job till they started having a family, and they've chosen they want to stay home with the kids more, and some of these jobs are easier to do in the cloud, and they can help raise their family and make a reasonable amount of money while they invest in the family. What do you think? Does that happen a lot, you think?
I think that happens a lot, actually, because one of the most important metrics that we found when examining workers, like a freelancer versus a full-time employee, is that women actually make 43% more, self-employed women earn 43% more per hour than employed women. And this per hour...
I'm sorry. Say that again. Say that again. I want you to repeat exactly what you just said just now.
Self-employed women...
Right.
Earn 43% more hourly than their employed counterparts.
Wow.
And that's huge for work-life balance, which is typically what
no
these women
kidding.
Are
doing. Well, they can work half the time at home or as a gigger and have that time for their family. It's amazing. Will you come back? We got more to talk about.
I'd love to.
Enjoyed having
Thank
you here. Ladies and gentlemen, Tina Kim, the website is thegreatpencil.com. Check it out, and we'll get Tina back another day. She's got a lot more to teach us. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.